I'm David Darcy for Adobe Airstream Radio. Margin Call is the feature debut of J.C. Chandor, who's made mostly TV commercials. The financial suite's up in the air where the film spends a long, dark night. Look like what you've seen on TV, except lots of big movie stars are running around. The story is simple. A big investment bank just downsized all the good guys who were left. That couldn't have been hard, although casting Stanley Tucci as one of those guys makes you believe there was at least one good person on Wall Street. The attitude now at the bank is no more Mr. Nice Guy, but the deadline on billions of dollars in over-leveraged paper comes due. Kevin Spacey, the top marketing man, can't read a balance sheet, nor can urbane Jeremy Irons, the CEO who came out of the marketing department, who arrives from the Hamptons on a helicopter just in time for the crisis. Is it the end of the world for the Dream Team cast of Demi Moore, Paul Bettany, Penn Badgley, Simon Baker, and Zachary Quinto, the new Mr. Spock on Star Trek, who co-produced? No, The End of the World is in Melancholia by Lars von Trier, which also opened this week. You could see Margin Call in its gleaming skyscraper as Titanic all over again, except there's no Kate Winslet equivalent, and all the richest guys survive. And Titanic could have avoided hitting an iceberg by taking a southern course. Margin Call's more discouraging than that. Icebergs don't have a monopoly on the oceans. Thanks to global warming, they've lost lots of market share. But Wall Street still does dominate finance. Who besides the cast and producers thought that someone would want to pay to watch such a story, especially since it's old news and the real reports of Wall Street's post-collapse misdeeds, even now, will grip and scare you much more than a business thriller overloaded with overpaid talent. Let's stress that I don't include Stanley Tucci in that group. But you'd have to be an accountant working for an investment bank to ever think that Margin Call will ever be in the black. It's hard to make a thoughtful film about the financial collapse or about the people who got away with robbing you and me. Inside Job by Charles Ferguson is a rare success in this field, but it's a documentary. The good news is that the subject isn't going away, and that's also the bad news. I'm David Darcy for Adobe Airstream Radio.